USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The holiday travel week started off with fairly quiet weather, but now a major winter storm has dumped heavy snow in Southern California, and it's going to be affecting much of the rest of the U.S. soon. The storm closing Interstate 5 north of L.A. on Christmas Day, and part of I-15 between Southern Cal and Las Vegas for part of the day yesterday. Forecasters say it could dump a foot of snow on the Southern Rockies soon. Here's meteorologist Brian Hurley of the National Weather Service.
That storm will be lifting into the Four Corners region, eventually into the plains, and then eventually, as we get through the weekend, working its way into the mid and upper Mississippi Valley.
A dozen people dead after a commercial jetliner crash in Kazakhstan a short time ago. They were killed when the plane went down less than 30 seconds after takeoff in Kazakhstan's biggest city. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A recent rash of anti-Semitic attacks in New York City is continuing. This time, a mother walking with her 4-year-old son in Brooklyn says she was struck in the head with a bag while being called anti-Semitic slurs. City Councilman Chaim Deutsch says the victim did immediately call 911.
Another female approached her and called her an effing Jew and hit her, assaulted her with her bag.
The Thursday incident coming after three other attacks in New York City on Jewish people this week alone. President Trump retweeting a post that claims to identify the alleged whistleblower who led to his impeachment. Last night, the president retweeting the post by his reelection campaign that included a link to an article from the Washington Examiner that claims to ID that whistleblower. The Daily Beast goes on to report several people close to President Trump had privately cautioned him against posting the name in public. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Coast Guard searching for a missing Hawaiian tour helicopter that had seven people on board. That chopper failed to return last night from a tour off the coast of Kauai. A convenience store chain on the East Coast is getting slammed with lawsuits because of a recent data breach. At least six lawsuits now filed against Wawa, claiming the company failed to protect customers from a data breach that exposed their credit and debit card information. The breach exposed cardholder names, numbers, expiration dates used in in-store and at the gas pumps, and went undetected for several months. The suits are seeking unspecified damages and lawyer fees. Wawa has over 800 stores along the eastern coast. An Illinois man known for building white crosses to commemorate victims of gun violence in America, now retiring from the work that garnered him national attention for decades. Greg Zanis began making the crosses in 1996, following the shooting death of a 6-year-old boy in his grandparents' home in Aurora. The retired carpenter then erected crosses in memory of victims of the shootings at Columbine High School, Sandy Hook, the Pulse Nightclub in Orlando, and in Las Vegas. He's made more than 27,000 crosses over the years as part of his Crosses for Losses ministry. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.